other.
Why do you wear heels?
Should have worn flats. I'm Heather, I'm an alcoholic. And all I think about is myself, of course. So, it's good to be here. Thank you, Christina, for greeting me. Thank you, Larry, who's at the Angels game, not here, who invited me to be here. And the tapers, and, you know, you just realize that there's a lot of people that have other things to do besides think of themselves, and they actually participate in setting it all up. And so thank you, everybody. Thank you, Coffee Maker. Thank you, everything. And then welcome, newcomers. You know, I have an attitude problem. I'm a rebel, so I get kind of grouchy about service sometimes, like this. But it's really not about me. It's really about the newcomers. So I hope you newcomers hear something that you can take away that'll give you some hope and it'll help you stay sober another day. And that's really what it's all about. It's not about me. So now that I remember what it's really about, I'm Heather. I'm an alcoholic. Okay. and thank you, Melissa, for being here, even though I didn't even ask you because I didn't want anybody to be here. And I didn't want to do this. I didn't ask to do this. Because I have shame, because I've been around the program since 1987, and I've got 2 years sober. Do the math. Cunning, baffling, powerful. She said something about self-deception and extermination. Did you guys hear that? It's true. It's extermination. You know, I've been exterminating myself my whole life. I think I have like two brain cells left, and I can't remember anything, so everything's new to me all the time. So I'm continually a newcomer, I feel like. So, but long story short, you're going to have to help me because, yeah, this is, and I'm wearing heels, it's hard. So, and I'm really sleep deprived too. That blackout got me really excited, so I stayed up all night. by myself. Anyways, and Melissa was talking about how she was jealous because everyone she could hear around her was having sex during the blackout. That wasn't my story. Anyways, this is an Alcoholics Anonymous. No four-letter words.
S-E-X.
No. Okay. So I'm 41. I was born 1970. That's enough. And then I was born in West Hollywood to a poor black mom. No, I won't do that. I'm nervous as hell, so I get a little stupid. So this is not me. This is like my other personality doing this. I'm a little bipolar, I guess. Sorry. This is crazy. Okay, so I grew up in L.A., alcoholic mom, lived next door to the Hamburger Hamlet. Connection, where Dean Martin used to drink martinis. I knew the bartender before I even had my first drink because I was a Shirley Temple-holic. My mom was an alcoholic and a drug addict. My dad was an alcoholic and a drug addict and a schizophrenic. My mom's mentally ill. My grandpa was a really good Al-Anon and looked the other way. And my grandma was a super-duper alcoholic and turned yellow before she died. And I got to watch her die of cancer. Born and raised, ready to go, rearing to go, be a nice big alcoholic. So I was raised in terror. I lived in terror my whole life from my mother because she was very abusive. And she drank and she didn't remember what she did when she drank. And she used to hurt me and she used to lock me up and she used to drag me down the hall by my hair. Drag me down the hallway by my hair. So it's a very painful past, so I'm just going to move right through that. I've cried for years. It doesn't work. I think you just over time heal. It's like it's September 11th, 10th anniversary. I don't think we're ever going to be totally 100% after something like that happens. Something in our childhood happens. You just heal. You just keep going. I went to therapy for the first time last week in a year, and I was like, I need therapy. I'm self-imploding. And you know what? I didn't like it. I just cried. It sucked. And I don't want to cry, you know? I cried a lot lately because I quit smoking in January. That's why I didn't want to speak because I'm like, I'm a fucking mess. You can... Oh. Sorry. I'm only two, so you shouldn't have had me here. You shouldn't have had me. You let anybody up here. Jeez. So I quit smoking. No, this is the truth. I went off a cliff when I quit smoking. I did it last year. I wound up in another 12-step program because all your issues come up. And I was terribly depressed. And then, you know, I'm in the mortgage business, and I don't even need to go. They need a 12-step program for that. And I'm still in that business. And I don't know what I want to be when I grow up, and I'm 41. Like, today, I want to be a jazz singer. That's what I want to do. We did that today. We were in OB at the festival. And I was like, yeah, I want to be a jazz singer. And then wherever I am, that's what I want to do. So whatever you do, I want to do. Whatever you do, I want to do. Whatever you – that's me, chameleon girl. So anyways, I drank a lot. We got that, right? Okay, boring. Next. I drank a lot. I had a lot of pain. Alcohol was fun. Alcohol was medicine. Alcohol was fun, problems, fun, problems. Actually, a lot of problems. And I was 14, I think, when I really started getting it going. By that time, I was taken out of the house by the courts and testified against my mother that I didn't want to live with her anymore. And I didn't. And I still don't talk to her. So just because you get sober doesn't mean it's zippity-doo-dah. But, you know, I'm only 2 years sober. You know, I think some things take years, 20 years, 10 years, 5 years. And for the first time in my life, I get that it doesn't all just come back together like this. I'm an alcoholic. I'm also an addict. And I want it now. And it's not now. This is slow variety. So what I've had to learn this time around, and, you know, what I really want to talk about is now, not then, because I've done that. And what I've learned this time is that I don't get to punish myself by a drink or a drug just because it's not going my way. That's what I've done my whole life. Fuck. Oh. Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm crazy. Bad. Just delete me. Okay. I'm so sorry. I'm nervous. But what I've done, you'll never have me here again. What I've done, though, is, let's move on. What I've done is I've said, you, it's not going my way, and I'm going to hurt myself by picking up a drink. And I know people that struggle with cigarettes, you know, have done that. You know, I'm gonna, whatever it is, right? Eat food, all kinds of things that four-letter words. So, you know, when all you can do is stand and let the hurricane fly past you, you know, or the storm or the whatever, it's gonna suck you up, chew you up, spit you out. That's kind of what's been going on with me. You know, it's sucking me up, chewing me up, spitting me out, and I just have to stand and not say F you. So all, you know, the lesson is it's not there, you know, it's right here. I have to be here, and I have to stop, and I have to pray, and I have to meditate, and I have to read, and I have to go to meetings. I have to tell the truth, or I'm going to die. I have to be with my women, or I'm going to die. I have to run from the men, or I'm going to die. No, that's me. Right now, that's me. That's my truth right now. So I'm just going to tell you the truth. Newcomer women, that's what you do. 2 minutes. So there you go. What do you do in 2 minutes? You don't drink, right? You don't drink no matter what. Okay, so let's do the fun step. Don't drink no matter what. Go to meetings. Do the steps. The steps are real. They don't just say, I do them. You do them. You live them. You practice them. One at a time, day at a time. Get a sponsor. If you don't have a sponsor, get one that's the same sex as you. Tell them the truth. I don't always. Do what I say. Don't do what I do. No, I'm just kidding. You know, the biggest thing is not to beat yourself up because we're human, right? Obviously. I'm the biggest mess, but you know what? At the center of my soul, I know all is well. I know all is well because I don't have to do anything alone. We were at the blackout. I went to a meeting. I bonded with some ladies. We ran around. We walked around. We lit candles. We sang Kumbaya. But no, I don't have to go through a blackout alone. I don't have to go anywhere alone. I don't have to do anything alone, you know? I would rather be with my AAs than my family sometimes. Now, I have a new natural family. Done. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for